John chapter 5, 28-34. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming, in which all in the tombs will hear his voice, and will come forth, those who have done good, to the resurrection of life, and those who have practiced evil, to the resurrection of judgment. I can do nothing from myself. As I hear, I judge, and then my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me. If I testify concerning myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who testifies concerning me, and I know that the testimony which he testifies concerning me is true. You have sent people to John, and he has testified to the truth. But it is not from man that I receive my testimony, but I say these things that you may be saved. Verse 28 and 29, do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming, in which all who are in the tombs shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, those who have done the good, to the resurrection of life, and those who have done the evil, to the resurrection of judgment. All of the physically dead people who have been burying graves will be resurrected. Please note the difference between these two verses and verse 25. In verse 25, the dead shall hear his voice, but in verse 28, all who are in the tomb shall hear his voice. Those who are in the tombs are different from those who are dead. Verse 25 refers to the dead living on the earth. Verse 28 refers to the dead buried in the earth. Those burying their graves shall be resurrected at the Lord's second coming. In addition to the resurrection in the spirit, which we saw in verse 25, verse 29 distinguishes two kinds of physical resurrections. The resurrection in our spirit means our spirit is made alive. This is also regeneration in our spirit. The regeneration in our spirit is the resurrection made by the Lord Jesus with the divine life, which is himself. In addition to this, there are two kinds of physical resurrections. The resurrection of life is the resurrection of the saved believers before the millennium, the thousand years. The dead believers will be resurrected to enjoy eternal life at the return of the Lord Jesus. Hence, it is called the resurrection of life. When the Lord Jesus comes back, all his dead believers will be resurrected and will be taken up with the living believers to the air. Then the overcoming believers will reign as kings with the Lord Jesus for 1,000 years. The resurrection of judgment refers to the resurrection of the unbelievers after the 1,000 years. All the dead unbelievers will be resurrected after 1,000 years to be judged at the great white throne. Hence, it is called the resurrection of judgment. We, the believers, will enjoy and participate in the resurrection of life, but the unbelievers will suffer the judgment of eternal perdition at the resurrection of judgment.